This passage from Isaiah is a classic passage it's an entrance antiphon, or used to be. And in the chant, it's this, Urbs fortitudi nis nostre Sion. It's the melody is that of the trumpet announcing the arrival of the king. And it goes on, and the song goes on. So we have that here, you see. The way of the just is smooth. The path of the just you make level. How? By making everything a piece of cake? No. By giving us inner strength and joy and consolation, because we're in union with Jesus. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls. Now, what does that mean? Is the name and title of God the desire of your soul? What does that mean? What is the name of God? Well, when the Lord taught us to pray, what did he say we should say? Father. That's the delight of our souls. Isn't that the delight of your soul? To know the Father. Whatever else happens after that, there's something down in the depth of your being that never gets totally rocked, no matter what. Because my God is my Father. And not just any Father, the Father. And it's there that we learn who God really is, right? There's such love, tenderness, such truth. God never lies. Ever. You see, my soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. And that's what happens to the saints, isn't it? As they yield to the work of the Holy Spirit, as they die to sin, as they repent for their sins, as they undertake all that the Lord asks them to do, whether it be penance in their own life, serving God's people, preaching the gospel in Afghanistan or anywhere, you see, then my soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit keeps vigil for you. Isn't that a grace? You know, Our Lady, her spirit was always keeping vigil for God. Wouldn't that be great? Can you see? We have a nice civilization in some ways, but if we're not careful, you see, it can conspire to keep us distracted, you see. When your judgment dawns upon the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice. When your judgment comes. You see, what is justice? Now, we've talked about this 100 times, right? What is justice? It's honoring the truth of every relationship. When you watch God honor the truth of every relationship, mercy, love, punishment, justice. Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done. It's right there. The role of the Holy Spirit, isn't it? It's not just in the New Testament. That's biblical. What can we do? Zip! But if we turn to the Father, and now we know him as Father, you see, your name and your title are our delight, the desire of our souls. Isn't that beautiful? Lord, oppressed by your punishment, we cried out in anguish under your chastising. That's what's happening right now in this dear country, in this dear world, right? Evil is persecuting good. You may have noticed that. And it's because of our stupid sins. Why didn't we preach the gospel? Why didn't we care about other people? Why did we just think about ourselves? And here we are now. They don't know God, and they think we're nuts and an obstacle to their plans, which is to take over the world and run it. Pure, pure egotistical fancy. Isn't that the Tower of Babel? Come, we'll build a city. We'll have a tower in the middle of the city, and its top will go up to heaven. Now we're safe. We've got a world government. God has to come down to see this high tower. The irony of that text is so beautiful. And then, everybody with their own agenda, they can't understand one another anymore. You see? And so, as a woman cries out giving birth, you see, we conceived and writhed in pain, but we gave birth to the wind. You see? And so, salvation we have not achieved for the earth. The inhabitants of the world can't bring it forth. Here we are. Bring forth salvation for the world, folks. Go right ahead. We can't. But God can. But he doesn't do it like something that floats over the earth. He does it in flesh. Your flesh. My flesh. That's where the gospel lives. Right? So then, we have to use our flesh, our hands, our eyes, our voice, to let the world know. You see, what is the name and the title of God? Is he a competitor? Is he jealous if we're exalted? Is a father jealous when his son wins the MVP? No. The opposite. He might go around, I taught him everything he ever knows, but he's still so proud of his son. You see? And then, your dead shall live. You see, these promises are there. We're in the Old Testament. Your dead shall live. The dead spiritually can be brought back to life, and the dead physically will live. Awake and sing, you who lie in the dust, for your dew is a dew of light and the land of shades. That's Sheol, gives birth, gives up all its dead because God said, give them up. My son is risen from the dead. He has broken the yoke of death. It is no more. What a promise, huh? And now I can't do much more because we've got to go on. The gospel is very simple. But if you want to get it, you got to read it over lots. Write out every word. You see, come to me. You who labor on our burden. Anybody here labor in burden? Everybody. That's what sin is. See? I'll give you rest. Oh yeah, in heaven. No, no, no. Yes, in heaven forever. But now. And what's the rest? Knowing me. That's the rest. You see? Take my yoke, which is the rabbinic word for teaching, and learn from me. Because I have got the greatest Torah going. I can instruct you like nobody else. Is that what he says? No. Learn from me means learn to be meek and humble of heart. And you'll find rest for your souls. Why? Because he tells us, I promise you, my friends, My yoke is easy. My burden light. What makes anything easy and light? Love. Love. Right? You ever see that poster, whatever it is, for Boys Town? Do you remember Father Flanagan and Boys Town? And there was two little boys showed up there one day. One was about 10 and the other was about 6 or 5. And the older one was carrying the younger one. And they were walking, you know. And they finally got Boys Town. And the person received them said, "But you've carried quite a load all this way." And he said, "He's not heavy, he's my brother." That's what Jesus says about us.